feel guilt, I feel guilt. No, I ain't done nothing wrong. I feel guilt, I feel guilt, I feel guilt. Though I know I've done no wrong, I feel guilt, I feel bad.
Hey guys, it's episode 584 of All Time Top 10. We're back. And we hope you guys all enjoyed last week's official send-off to the ATTT Patreon Club. But we have one more piece of business to attend to, and that involves our good friend Brian Myers. Brian was a $10 tier member as well, and also happens to be pal of the pod and a good friend. So we thought it was only fair to bring him back for his own episode. And yet again, we have found a sneaky way to do some promoting. Brian's fantastic local cover band is called the Guilty Pleasure Makers. And therefore, it just makes sense to do Top 10 Guilty Pleasures, Volume 2. And for those who haven't heard it, we did Volume 1 with the Hurley about 10 years ago. I'll put the archive link in the show notes. Everyone should check that out. But anyway, Brian is here in Volume 2 to help us cope with our guilt and play some of our favorite songs that we're a little bit embarrassed that we like. Picks 10 through 6 in part 1 coming up next. All right, thanks yet again to all you fine folks interacting with us over there on the social medias, namely Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. We're having fun over there, voting for the bonus track of the week, and also in some novelty polls as a way to help us introduce three more picks that are being revealed in the Mega Countdown, the greatest songs we've ever heard, the ATTT 1000. This week's picks come with a side of punk rock fury. At number 715, it's Nirvana with You Know You're Right. I was asking you guys, who's the greatest rock and roll screamer? And this one blew up on Twitter. 164 votes in total. Love to see that. Thanks, guys. But you guys had some good suggestions besides our friend Kurt Cobain. Little Richard, Janis Joplin, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Prince, Paul McCartney, Ian Gillan, Rob Tyner of MC5, Bon Scott, Roger Daltrey, James Brown, Howlin' Wolf, Black Francis, Yoko Ono, Wilson Pickett, Ronnie James Dio, Lindsey Buckingham, Seth Putnam from AC, Rob Halford, Iggy Pop, Steven Tyler, Kim Shattuck, Robert Plant, and W. Axl Rose, and many more. Thanks so much, but we love Kurt Cobain and Nirvana, and the song You Know You're Right. Our friend CactusKate28 on Instagram says, "What a major shift in record store energy from easy pop push to Nirvana breaking through and revolutionizing the charts." Three heart emojis. Thank you. And our friend Greg Kraft said, "Man, I remember when this dropped. Blew my mind." I agree. And at number 714, we had Operation Ivy with Sound System. I was asking you guys, what's the best song about the radio? Good suggestions here. On Your Radio by Donna Summer, Spirit of Radio by Rush, Radio Gaga, Radio Radio, Radio Song by REM, Video Killed the Radio Star, The Kinks, Around the Dial, Hole with Boys on the Radio, ZZ Top, Heard It on the X, ELO, Hello Mr. Radio, On the Radio by Regina Spektor, Nilsson with Turn On Your Radio, Mexican Radio, Radio Nowhere by Bruce Springsteen, Stereo Sanctity by Sonic Youth, Radio by the Members, Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio, and Life is Rock But the Radio Rolled Me, and WKRP in Cincinnati, the theme song, and literally dozens more. Thank you guys, but we love Operation Ivy and Sound System. Shout out to the great Tim Armstrong. And at number 713, it is the Dead Kennedys with Police Truck. I was asking you guys, who is the greatest politically charged band of all time? Good suggestions here. Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, The Clash, Crass, Drive-By Truckers, Midnight Oil, the MC5, and Napalm Death. But we love the Dead Kennedys. And our friend Colin agrees. He says he was voting for the Dead Kennedys because they got the message across with comedy and satire. And there's plenty of that in the song Police Truck. If you want to hear that, you should hear that and the other songs so far revealed in the ATTT 1000. They are available in those playlists over there on Spotify and YouTube. All right, let's talk about some favorite guilty pleasures of ours with our good friend Brian. And, you know, roll the tape.
Chase, did you kill Henry Tilson?
No. This is so easy.
Mr. Pearson, the court would like to advise you one last time to retain legal counsel.
That's okay, Your Honor. I'm doing fine. And besides, with the money that I'm saving on legal fees, I'll be able to afford to buy a really great secondhand car.
The court can appoint representation free of charge.
Oh, a free lawyer, Your Honor? No, thanks. I mean, what kind of lawyer do you get for free? Some guy with a head injury that can't even find his own briefcase? I'm doing fine. Watch. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask me again. Come on.
Did you kill Henry Tilson?
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit A. Is this your gun?
No.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
We have your name on the registration.
No, you don't.
May I remind you that you are under oath?
Oh, right. And I would never lie under oath. Not to God. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, it is not a difficult thing to accuse someone of murder. You don't have to be a genius like that relativity guy. All you have to do is say, hey, I think that this guy did it, or that lady there did it. You know who I really suspect? You know what I think I'm really suspicious of? The prosecuting attorney.
What?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Why else would he be so obsessed with proving that I did it? And I don't blame him. If I was in his murderer's shoes, I would do the exact same thing. I'd get a lot of evidence and witnesses, and I would try to pin it on some decent, hard-working, honest guy.
Is it all right if we find the defendant guilty now?
It's done. The court finds you guilty and sentences you to death by hanging, but first, the horse.
Top 10 Guilty Pleasures, Volume 2, Part 1.
Hey everybody, welcome to another likely episode of All Time Top 10, yay! Man, those guys are tripping out there, it sounded psychedelic. How you guys doing? They're okay. We're tripping balls! Welcome to the show everybody, welcome to All Time Top 10, I'm your host Ben Eisen, and with me here on this likely Tuesday evening... Here in, is this Chatsworth?
No, we are in Canoga Park.
Canoga Park, oh, excuse me, Canoga Park.
Oh, I don't know if that's so hoity-toity at all. Woodland Hills is a little more so just south of us, but...
Yeah, we are way, way out in the boonies. I think I
way
clocked
west.
28 miles from my home.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's way out there, man.
I mean...
We're in the far...
I figured downtown was like 25, but for you, 28?
Right? I don't... That's just how
it's...
I,
yeah,
how
but... Yeah.
We're in the far, 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 far west valley.
I'll tell you what's even...
It's nice, though.
What's strange about that...
Yeah.
...is... Of course, we're in L.A. County,
yeah.
But on the outs, like on the far west side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, and it's interesting, L.A. history is that we are in the city limits of Los Angeles, over 25 miles away from downtown.
Yeah, exactly.
This is L.A. city limits right here.
It's called sprawl.
Well,
it's
and,
the valley.
And annexing.
This used to be an orange grove, like,
yep,
as far
sure
as the
did.
Eye could see. Yeah, this was all oranges. But... We're here. What's the name of the studio where we're at? What's the name of that place you just showed off?
I'm like a mutual friend of ours who renames the studio every time he moves. Hey, Fernando.
What's up, Fern?
Yeah. I kind of keep the same name, and I named my studio space in Park La Brea Fossil Box because of its proximity to the La Brea tar pits.
Dude,
but I like it, so I'm keeping it. Yeah, Fossil Box.
How about Fossil Blocks... Fossil Box North.
Well,
or West.
That could work.
Know. No one cares. Anyway, we're in Fossil Box Studios here in Canoga Park, California with our good friend Brian Myers. Yeah, Brian's here. Yeah.
You're breathing on me again. No, I'm kidding. Hi, Ben.
Far away. Nice to see you, man. Welcome back.
Yeah. Nice to have you over here, and nice to be on the program again.
Yeah. Last time we spoke to you was when we did a Patreon episode, which you just reminded me of, called Top 10 Songs About Birds.
That was fun.
It was really
I
fun.
I hope the 10 people who listened to it really enjoyed it.
Come on, it was like 30-something.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah.
More than that, we'll hear this. Yeah, because Brian was one of our $10 tier Patreon people. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah,
contributing all those years, we just discontinued,
a couple of years,
and he didn't even know that we discontinued. But
yeah, I didn't even know.
Now he thinks I owe him $30. No,
no, anyway. No.
But yeah, we did that one, and thanks so much again for doing the Patreon thing. We really appreciate it. That was really sweet of you to jump in there and help the show.
You got a fun, cool podcast going on here.
Yeah, so. Thank you. Well, we just heard last week, we heard all the rest of the Patreon $10 tier folks, they got to be on for a special episode where they each picked two songs to retire from the show. Because each, when a song gets played five times, it gets retired.
Okay.
So I gave them the big list of songs that had four plays, and I said, you pick two, we're going to retire them. So they were all on the show last week retiring. It was Retirement Party, Volume 1.
Oh, interesting.
But since we're actual friends, and you have been on the show, you know, before that, I figured it'd be fun to give you your own episode as a thank you again for all your patronage and just to see you and hang out and talk about fun stuff. The last time you were on a regular episode, all you regular listeners might remember we did Top 10 Workhorse Drummers back in 2021. But this week, we're going to pay homage to your band. You guys are still going, right?
Yeah.
What band is that?
So I have an LA-based, you know, cover band that works a lot called Guilty Pleasure Makers.
I love that name.
Thanks. And
the Guilty Pleasure Makers.
I know. It's a ridiculous name. It's meant to be just sort of a bit of a goofy little wordplay.
I do feel guilty for liking it.
But well, and when people ask us what it means, my stock answer is always that. Imagine the high school age metalhead who secretly likes the Backstreet Boys, but he doesn't dare tell his metalhead friends that he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. You were that guy probably. But you know, I think it, I don't know. I have a whole theory on that, which is that I think before junior high, young kids are usually more honest music fans.
Yeah.
If for some reason they connect with it, they just like it, and they don't care one way or the other whether or not it's considered cool or not.
Yeah.
So if it's an old Beatles song or it's Baby Shark, Or if it's some classical music piece they heard that just somehow they connect with, it's like there's an honesty about kids. And then, of course, cool. once you hit in junior high, then it's kind of like it's all about. It has everything to do with social status as well.
Yep.
It's like, what are the cool kids listening to?
The hierarchy reveals itself in junior high and high school.
Yeah. Right. And sometimes nobody ever grows out of that either. But maybe sometimes you do. In my 20s, I went through a real jazz phase, and I actually tried to distant or wouldn't own amongst other jazz heads that I liked certain pop and rock things. And then eventually I realized, well, that's just ridiculous. You know, I like what I like.
Yeah. I like what you like, for sure. And I've actually found that over the years, I've got less and less that I feel guilty about.
That's right.
You know, I'll put it out there. Yep. I like that new song by Ariana Grande or whatever, you know, but you know, when you're in that era, you know, high school, whatever, you try to be as cool as possible.
No, sure.
Even if it fails miserably. That's what we're about this week. Real quick, plug information for the Guilty Pleasure Makers. Do you guys have gigs coming up? Or
yeah.
I mean, you guys play a lot. I know you do other stuff. But
yeah, and then sometimes, I mean, it's three core guys. It's me and a guy named Merv Douglas on bass and Wes Stiles on guitar.
And I guess I subbed for you guys.
Well, before we were Guilty Pleasure Makers, when the band was operating under its previous moniker, the Hit Collective.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, I've subbed for the Hit Collective.
And that's right. And
way,
and that
way,
was,
way, way out the opposite way.
Yeah.
Inland Empire.
Yep. Well, yeah. That might have been as, I don't know if it was that before or after COVID. Do you recall?
It was before.
It was before. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but...
That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, that band was essentially born out of being newly moved to LA, and then me booking stuff and hiring anyone who was available that could do the gig, you know. And so I had a very large revolving door of people.
Yeah, and Brian saw me play a little bass over at the Kibbutz.
Right? I think we played some songs together on stage several times there at the Kibbutz. And yep. then really, Wes and Merv actually just showed... A great level of enthusiasm, like, hey, you got a good thing going on here. What can we do to contribute and build on it? And so then it really became focused on the three of us. And then, but again, everyone's getting busier with other gigs. So there does seem to be a healthy amount of subbing that does go on from time to time. But it's still kind of the core of me, Merv, and Wes.
Yeah.
And those guys are so talented too. It may make me look good.
Well, come on, you can sing lead and play drums at the same time. That is no small task.
Or as Wes likes to say on stage, hey everybody, that's Brian back there. He's banging and singing. I like it.
So is there a website or Instagram?
Yeah, there's the Instagram page, which is guilty_pleasure_makers.
Yeah.
And then of course there's our website, guiltypleasuremakers.com.
Go see them, everyone, if you're anywhere in Southern California, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In addition to the Guilty Pleasure Makers, you're doing all kinds of other stuff, I gather. I just took a nice look at your studio there, your setup. And, Brian's a busy guy. What else you got going on you want to mention?
Well, I am a... I play with a group called Dead Man's Party, which is a tribute to Oingo Boingo.
That's some energy expenditure, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy. That's some crazy music.
Oingo Boingo.
Lots of high energy and a lot of burning brain cells going on. I mean, not burning, but you know, really working them. You know,
it's work those brain cells. Work them.
Yeah, it's just some crazy. Everyone who knows that music knows it's some crazy stuff.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Danny Elfman is a strange guy.
Yeah, but it's really fabulous music. It's a real treat to play that stuff too. So, and then I've recently started working with a great singer-songwriter here in LA named Jenny Alpert. And
I know Jenny. Yeah.
And we
saw her at the Hotel Cafe a long time ago.
Funny you should mention that. On October 9th, we will be at Hotel Cafe Monday, October 9th. So
nice. I'm pretty sure this will be out before that.
Good.
So
good.
I'll put the link up to her stuff and Dead Man's Party and Guilty Pleasure Makers if that's cool with you.
Absolutely.
All right. You want to talk actual guilty pleasures now? You actually want to get into this thing?
Heck yeah. I think this is fun stuff.
The time has come to do top 10 guilty pleasures. Volume 2, by the way. Everyone go back and check out Volume 1 that we did with our friend Shannon Hurley back in like 2013 or something.
Do you know Shannon Hurley?
I've heard of her.
Yeah, I've heard of her too.
She's the numbers girl's best friend too.
Yeah.
That girl that says number 10. Yeah, they're best buddy.
Oh, I know why I know her. She's your wife.
Oh, spoiler. I don't know why that's a spoiler. Anyway, let's do this. Let's do number 10. Who wants to do number 10 guilty pleasure? You or me? Who wants to do it?
I know. I'm your guest.
Yes.
And you always want to let your guest go first. So,
I want to let my guest decide.
Because
if you want me to go first, you'll have number one. Don't forget.
So
what do you want to do?
Oh, well.
You want to start?
Sure.
All right. Number 10. What do you got?
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. You know, I don't know why, and it gets it's interesting, and everything I was saying earlier about like the purity of a kid's taste in music, and then later, it's like I can recall on if I heard that when I was in high school, it would be like, oh my gosh, what a horrible song, right? But when I was in elementary school, I freaking loved that song. And if I hear it now, which isn't often, I'm kind of like, I get more like reminiscent if it makes me think of being like in third grade or something, you know? So
that's so funny.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I will readily admit, it was like, I don't seek it out to listen to it, but if I hear it, I kind of dig
Crank it.
I kind of dig it. You know?
To this day.
Yeah, why not?
Right? All right. No, I'm with you. Let's.
But I like that I got a giggle out of you for it.
Well deserved giggle. We had thank you so much to everybody on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram who submitted some listener picks. I had to weed out the ones that we already played in Volume 1, so you won't get shout outs for those. But our friend Missy says, "Play anything by Cher."
Oh, really? Okay. Yep. Fantastic.
You're not alone.
You're saying her entire catalog is a guilty pleasure.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
I can see that. All right. Let's listen. This is Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, number 10.
Number 10, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling.
You didn't know those lyrics were scandalous.
No. I just thought, oh, it's an interesting story.
In the evening time, the men would come around and lay their money down. What's she talking about, mommy?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Thank you for that. That's a great way to kick things off. Let's go. Let's do number nine. This is how I was going to kick things off. I want to mention I have a small caveat to bring up when it comes to my half of the list. I'm only including songs that I would be embarrassed to say that I like in front of my, you know, hipster friends or whatever. There is no song that I would be embarrassed to say that I like in front of my wife.
No.
And we both love this song. And, you know, so shout out to our friend Shannon Hurley. That's her second shout out. Crazy. This is my estrogen side coming out a little bit because I'm pretty sure this song is about a lesbian love affair, if I'm not mistaken.
Already, then.
The lyrics maybe give it away. I could be wrong, but lines like this kind of point me in that direction. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress and bring your flowered hat and we'll take the trail marked on your father's map. I don't know. Seems like this is a woman singing this. Seems like she's singing to another woman. I don't know.
I don't know this lyric. It's not coming to mind.
From 1999. This is a band from the rock hotbed of New Braunfels, Texas, outside of San Antonio. This is a band called Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh.
And the song's called Kiss Me. Remember this one, 1999?
No, I have that CD.
Yeah.
And that's a great song. And the song sounds better when you hear it in the context of the whole album, because the album is absolutely brilliant. And then
is it like a concept album?
Not necessarily, but but what I know of the band, it's probably not a lesbian love affair thing.
Okay.
It's just some what I know of the band. I know people who know the band members, you know, okay, and stuff, but
just taking artistic license, I guess. I don't know. I just hear that wear your flowered hat, you know, whatever. Anyhow, they're great. Lee Nash is the lead singer.
I've seen them a couple times. They were fantastic live.
I bet. Yeah, I love their cover of There She Goes. Lee Nash was talking about how they got their band name. And I thought this was kind of neat. She was talking to David Letterman about it. She says, Sixpence None the Richer. It comes from a book by C.S. Lewis called Mere Christianity. Mm-hmm. A little boy asks his father if he can get a sixpence, a very small amount of English currency in use at the time, to go and get a gift for his father. The father gladly accepts the gift, and he's really happy with it, but he also realizes that he's not any richer for the transaction. C.S. Lewis was comparing that to his belief that God has given him and us gifts that we possess, and to serve him the way we should do it humbly, realizing how we got the gifts in the first place.
I did know that story, and it's great.
Oh yeah. I'm not a religious guy at all, but I think that's really cool. So we're going to hear Kiss Me from Sixpence None the Richer. Shout out to our friend Lynn, who wants to hear this one. And it's my feminine side, and I don't feel guilty about it. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
No, I don't. I liked the song the first time I heard it.
I didn't, because I was like really into like metal and punk at the time. Like that was my.
You should
my
check
big
out the
thing.
Whole album in context, and you'll like the song better for it.
I love it now.
Yeah.
All right. Challenge accepted. I'm going to listen to that album.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But anyway, this is Kiss Me, number nine.
Number nine, Kiss Me. Kiss me.
so kiss me.
Kiss Me was a number two hit in the United States in 1999 and also hit number one in Australia and number four in the UK. Not too shabby. And yeah. They also had chart success with covers. I mentioned There She Goes. They also covered Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is number nine. Number eight is up now. What do you got over there, sir?
You know, I did this to you last time. I didn't actually put them in order. So like I have a list and I'm like, oh, what should I call up next?
I don't recognize that as a strategy, but you know, you do you, man. I'm not offended at all.
It's not like we're playing poker and I'm thinking which card should I draw to one up, but sometimes
these episodes can be
so,
like that.
And I'm gonna of course have to qualify this. And I'm even shocked that I put this here. Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Really?
So here's the thing. Like this came out when my daughters were all school girls, right? So of course they had to get that CD, right?
Right.
And I thought, this is incredibly cheesy.
Yes,
but
it
I recently was in a situation where I had to play the song.
Mm-hmm.
And
you had to make a guilty pleasure.
Right. It wasn't actually with guilty pleasure. It was at Makers, but it was a different context. But I'm playing it and I'm like, I'm thinking while I'm playing, I'm like, the groove, what the rhythm section's doing in the verse is actually really freaking cool.
Is it that?
I'm like, what? Like, how did I not know? Like, how did I not notice that? Like that's a really freaking cool groove going on when I was just
a lot of these songs to me you kind of have to just disregard the lyrics.
So. Oh yeah, I mean yeah, is it a cheesy song? Yeah, but it's like whoever the writers and the producers were,
right?
Like they were smart, you know, they were clever, and this was like, I'm like going, you know, I got to give it its due, and it's like
Spice Girls,
yeah, for real, right?
I understand. I think in volume one, I think we played something else from them. I think we played Say You'll Be There. Was it on that list I gave you?
Mm-hmm. I saw that, yeah. I think that's what triggered the thought of it.
Wannabe, yeah. Just ignore the lyrics. But they were a phenomenon.
Oh my gosh, they were huge, yeah.
Just, yeah, like bigger than One Direction is now, I think. Or whatever. Anyway. One Direction, come on, get with it, man.
Are they a new thing, or they have been as well?
They kind of actually are.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I was thinking.
All right,
go ahead.
All right, the Spice Girls were bigger in 1997 than One Direction was in 2015. How about that?
There you go. And you said 1997. I can't believe it's been that long ago.
Yeah,
but I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure I nailed that. 96, 97, 98. That was. A very special time for pop music. It didn't really know what it wanted to be, but there was some good stuff that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Wannabe from Spice Girls, number eight.
Number eight, Wannabe.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what. Taking is too easy, but that's
you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zip a zip.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Thinking it's too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, you'll see. Slam your body down.
Alright. You had your fill, hadn't you?
I've heard 54 seconds of it. It's pretty good. What do they mean? Gotta get with my friends. What is she trying to say?
Do you want me to actually answer that?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
Just me being
snarky.
Yeah, a little bit. Sorry about that.
I know you, Ben. You're snarky.
It happens. That's the Spice Girls, everybody. You're spicy.
Yes.
I'm snarky, so whatever. Let's go to number 7. We're sort of going to stay in the same era.
Okay.
This is actually from 2000, and I knew I had to throw some hip-hop-ish songs on here, at least one. And, lyrics again, try to ignore them. We've done two volumes of a topic that I'd love to come back to someday, top 10 big, dumb songs. Shout out to Amy Wolitz and our good friend Michael Axelson for hosting parts 1 and 2 of our top 10 big dumb songs series. Go check that out at the archives. But this might be one of the dumbest songs ever. The lyrics, they're beyond stupid. But and not only are they dumb, but they repeat themselves. Yet I love it. I think it's because of the production and the smooth vocal stylings of Cisco. And this is the Thong Song.
Oh no.
I heard it on the way over here. I was like, yep, I love this. This is so much fun. It's fun. And the lyrics are dumb, but
that song really makes me cringe.
Well, you're gonna hear a minute of it.
I guess I am.
For 54 seconds of it. It's very clever though. I like how he name checks Ricky Martin. Throws in a little "Living La Vida Loca." He says, "You like to dance all the hip hop spots, and you cruise to cruise, like connect the dots. Not just urban. She liked the pop, cause she was living La Vida Loca."
Oh, nice.
Let me see that thong, that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
So bad.
No, I love it. You know how I love a good list. So here's a small one for you. The song was a top 5 hit in the US, Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Ireland, the Netherlands, New Zealand, where it hit number 1, Norway, and the UK. So the Thong Song. It gets to me. I don't know. It's so stupid. I can't help it. He's totally judging me now, everybody.
No, I'm agreeing with you. It is stupid.
But catchy. Anyway, let's check it out. Number 7, the thong song.
You can't even keep a straight face with this.
Sorry about that.
Number 7, thong song.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish. With a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance all the hip-hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop. Cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long, let me see that thong.
scandalous. And I know another nigga can handle it. And she shaking that thing like who's the ish, with a look in the eye so devilish. She like to dance on the hip hop spots, and she cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, what, what? Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'm singing again. She had jumps like a truck, truck, truck. Guys like what, what, what? All night long.
Gotta give it up to the production, maybe a little bit.
It's good production.
Yeah, you know, and I was actually wanted to mention that because I was thinking I couldn't remember who produced it. I was thinking it was had to be like Pharrell Williams, or maybe Timbaland or something. No, it was actually produced by Cisco.
Yeah,
okay. Along with Tim Kelly and Bob Robinson, aka the Funk Twans. They do have some pedigree. Those guys have won 3 Grammys and have had 12 nominations and over 400 million album sales. They, over the course of the 90s and 2000s, they produced many artists, including Boyz II Men, TLC, Chris Brown, Fabulous, Brian McKnight, Destiny's Child, and many more. So they've done okay for themselves, those guys. Anyway... Sorry, I got us to about 56 seconds. I let you simmer in the thong song for a minute there. Please don't hate me.
It's all good.
Let's go to number 6. What do you got?
Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jack.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
That's some dark stuff, man.
Actually, yeah.
It's so dark.
Yeah, it's weird because it was such a... AM pop radio song, but you know, it's
good. It's hard to die.
Yeah. I think it's sung in the first person, like I'm dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was strangely really heavy for an AM top 40 radio song.
These were weird, man. You know, it's like Alone Again Naturally. He's going to like throw himself off a building and. This one, he's like saying his goodbyes to everybody. Like, this is real. The '70s, I don't remember much of, but looking back, it seems like a existential nightmare going on. Like people didn't know what was society had been turned on its head for about a decade. Does that sound about right?
Getting turned on its head again.
Yeah, in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I know what you mean.
The '70s.
And it's again, one of those things where like as a kid just liked it. And then it just seemed like it was kind of cheesy. And you go back and it's like, well, it's kind of cheesy, but it's kind of really good all at the same time.
I think my thing was, I was really introduced to this song, watching those commercials for like KTEL Records or something.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was, would have all made those lists all the time. I'm sure.
Yeah. And you'd see that guy with his big fro.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And man, the 70s video really did kill the radio star because they were some not conventionally attractive people on the radio back then, you know, and it didn't matter what they looked like. But that guy was like Terry Jacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like just seeing what he looked like. I was like,
yeah.
whoa, that guy's weird. Singing this weird song. Shall we?
Yeah.
All right. You were warned, everyone. This is it's a dark turn for this episode. But it's good stuff. It's Seasons in the Sun, number six.
Number six, Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. Tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone.
Dang, I need a minute. Right. I mean, like, honestly, I hadn't actually listened to this recently, but I had just remembered it. But it's just like, you're right. It's like, it's even darker than I remember it. It's like,
well, it's
like,
in, this it's is in like, his voice.
Well, yeah, it's like you know, that's the other thing too. Like, what's great art? Like, you're like, you believe him. This yes. sounds like a guy who wrote this on his deathbed.
Yeah. It's the vocal delivery. It's yeah, the quality it's like, of his voice.
It's, yeah. And yet it weirdly, It's like, it's such a sad and dark song, and yet, like, the chorus actually sounds cheerful, which is just adds to the oddity of it all, you know?
Yeah, but it's like, we had joy, we had all these things, and now it's
coming to an end.
Yep, I'm going to die. By the way, I pulled it up on Spotify, and I just typed in Terry Jacks, and something else came up, which is actually a listener pick. I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Ramona. She says, the Poppy Family, Which Way You Goin', Billy. I've never heard this song. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. But apparently, the Poppy Family is a Canadian group that had Terry Jacks in it.
Was this before or after Seasons?
Before.
Oh,
60s? 68 to 72. They really? Were a band. Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that either. Wow. Interesting.
Which Way You Goin', Billy. It apparently was a number one hit in Canada.
Wow.
Number two in the U.S., so it was a hit.
Number two in the U.S.?
That's what
okay,
it said.
Significant.
We may have to listen to that
yeah.
off the air and see if we recognize
rings
it.
Any, rings a bell.
Yeah.
Dust the cobwebs off.
That's right. That is number six, which means we're at the halfway point, which means you probably haven't listened to the show in a while, but the show comes in two parts now. So now I got to get in my car, drive all the way back home, come back here next week for part two. Because that part two will be released next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, pray for me and my gas bill. Gasoline bill. I don't know. What am I talking about? We're gonna be back next week with part two. It picks 5 through 1 will be in part two. But before we go, we're going to play one more song for you guys. And it is the bonus track of the week for part one. This is the song selected by our friends over there on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads, and possibly Blue Sky.
I don't know. Lots of social media going on. Anyway, check it out. We're going to say goodbye. So say goodbye to everybody.
See ya. Good to be here.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with part two. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next week, peace out.
As chosen by our listeners on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week, selected by our friends on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, this has been so much fun so far, hanging out with our friend Brian Myers, talking about our favorite guilty pleasures. Brian will be back next week with picks 5 through 1 in part 2. But right now, these are the songs that you guys were voting on over there on social media. And this time I made it an artist selection. So you guys were voting on any song by any of these artists. Check it out. There was Wham! There was Casey and the Sunshine Band, and there was ABBA, but the winner this week, it is the Bee Gees. Definitely worthy of your pleasure, and for some of us, the guilt, it depends on the song. For me, I think it depends on the era, perhaps, but lots of love for the Bee Gees. Our friend Lucia says, take a listen to the Bee Gees' Man in the Middle. Nothing guilty about that at all. Jeff says, I don't know why the Bee Gees would count as a guilty pleasure since their output was so large, so varied, and so successful for such a long time. Yeah, the disco stuff was of a certain era and shows it, but as Barry Gibb himself wrote, we've got nothing to be guilty of. And our friend Elise wants us to highlight their documentary from CNN. I want to highlight the documentary from HBO, which was quite excellent as well. But the Bee Gees are the pick for the bonus track, and I'm going to play a song from theirs that to me typifies the guilty pleasure part of them. This is the one that I feel guilty and really enjoy as well. I don't really feel that guilty, but you know what I mean. This is Too Much Heaven from the Bee Gees. Thanks so much to everybody who made picks, and our friends Barry and Missy and George want to hear something from the Bee Gees. Check it out. The bonus track of the week for part one. We'll be back next week for part two. Thanks everybody for listening, and until next time, peace out.
Listener pick.